The entire cabinet of the Netherlands resigned today over a report that condemns Dutch political leaders for failing to prevent a 1995 massacre in Bosnia. Srebrenica was the worst massacre of the Bosnian War. At least 7,500 men and boys were killed when they were attacked by Serb forces. The UN had assigned Dutch peacekeepers to protect the town. Geraldine Coughlin is a reporter for the BBC based in the Netherlands. She joins us from The Hague. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Geraldine, tell us what exactly this new report concludes about the Dutch failings in Srebrenica.
Well, the main damning conclusions were, first of all, that the Dutch government was responsible for bad decision-making by sending the Dutch peacekeepers to the enclave of Srebrenica without a clear UN mandate, also with inadequate training and not enough weaponry to protect the local civilians. And the second really damning conclusion was that the top brass of the Dutch army prevented the flow of information between our military officials and the Dutch politicians deliberately in an effort to protect the image of the army, putting their own safety first.
Now, refresh us on what happened in Srebrenica and how the Dutch troops were involved.
Well, the Dutch government decided to send their peacekeepers to the UN-designated safe haven of Srebrenica at the request of the UN. So about 450 young Dutch men and women went to the enclave to protect Muslim civilians. And then Bosnian Serb forces started to surround the enclave and move in. And this report claims that some of the Muslim civilians actually provoked Serb attacks by firing at Bosnian Serb forces, and that Bosnian Serb forces then retaliated. So what happened then was that Bosnian Serb forces overran the enclave and captured a lot of the Muslim civilians. There were about 25,000 inside the enclave. Some of those took refuge at the Dutch UN compound. But after a couple of days, there was no evacuation plan for these civilians. So the Dutch troops actually assisted in handing these civilians over to Bosnian Serb forces.
Why did the current Dutch cabinet resign? Presumably, not all these ministers were serving in the government back in the summer of 1995.
No, there were only about six of them who are in office at the moment, who were in office at the time. But what happened was, after the report was published last week, some of the ministers, including the Prime Minister Wim Kok, had a crisis of conscience. And this crisis of conscience accumulated, it became collective. The pressure was so intense, and it was accumulating, as I've said, that the entire cabinet called a special meeting on Tuesday morning, and then it was decided that they would step down as soon as possible.
And who's running the country at the moment?
The Queen. And that'll be for 4 weeks, because on the 15th of May there will be general elections in this country. And after that, it's expected that another coalition government will be put in place. And after that, then, it's expected that there will be a full public inquiry into what happened at Srebrenica and who's responsible.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
BBC reporter Geraldine Coughlin speaking to us from The Hague.